Blog Talk Radio.
It is. It is 9 p.m. and it's time for V's After Dark, where everyone comes. I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady, and I have my co-host, James Acevedo. If this is your first time listening, if this is James, are you there? Hello. Oh my God, I hate this. We're gonna try this again. We're having technical difficulties every week for whatever reason. If this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual freaky good time. We're going to try this and we're going to get live. We always start off every week with technical difficulties. We have some problems with our switchboard, which is kind of strange because I was listening to a show after this last week and they were having technical difficulties. So now I'm kind of wondering what's going on. But we're going to take care of all that. But for those of you who don't, if this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual freaky good time. This show is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable on the web. Check them out at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. And we're going to talk about tonight's show topic. But we're going to work out some of these technical difficulties real quick because I see that the switchboard is actually going through some things. So if I lose you guys, we will be back. We're just going to get this cleared up. I'm going to play you guys a song and we're going to come back because I see the switchboard is acting up tonight. Alrighty then, we're going to do something that we really are having true technical difficulties. Let's try to get our screening back in.
Palm of your hand now, baby. It's a yes or no, no, maybe.
Okay, so let me go. There we go. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me? Okay, go back there.
And now it's unmuted.
Are you there? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Muted. Unmuted. Muted. Unmuted.
Let's go from there.
Wow. Okay, now I'm muted again.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, we're good. Okay, everybody.
So I don't know if you heard anything for the last 17 minutes.
But we haven't been disrespecting nobody.
No. Oh, please, we're straight up with people. What the fuck? We don't say shit behind nobody back.
But you know what? That's good. We done managed to go through this. We done went through switchboard problems. Oh, Lord.
How the hell did you figure out this mystery? How did you solve the mystery?
You know what? I still don't know what the hell I did because we're going to... Okay, we've got our chat sent. Let's see if we get our chat room back up. Oh, we lost everything. Let me tell you, we lost every damn thing.
You know what? I want to say this one thing. I love Miss V, the Toy Lady. I love this show. Anything can happen. I love it.
And you know what? We just keep on moving. We go through
blackouts.
That's
what I'm talking about. Exactly. That's what I love. We don't get all panicky and shit and act like bitches. We just take control. We got to do well, especially you. You're the ones that have the control, you know, trying to get back us on. But, you know, over here on my side, I could have easily been like, oh, my God, what to do? But, you know, we're professionals. And
you know, I'm like, okay, you know, listen, this what the hell going on? We lost this. But and then everybody wonder why I always have my guests call in like 30 minutes after the show.
Exactly.
This is exactly why I do this.
Exactly. Because God forbid, cause you, like this, like it happened the other time with Misty, and it was my side. I don't know what the hell happened. That was weird.
Yes.
I still don't know what the hell that was.
Okay, so now that we actually, let's see, we got 10 minutes before Alexis is calling in, and we could talk about, you know, for those of you who may or may not have been hearing us for the past 17 minutes.
Yeah, 18, but who counting?
You're listening to V's After Dark, and
this is
where everyone comes.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm Miss V, the Toy Lady, and this is my host, James Acevedo.
Yes.
And
what's up?
We have been having a discussion about technical difficulties, which is not the norm. Normally we have our topic of the week, but we're still going to talk about our topic because we got a good topic this week. And
yes,
it's about how many times you have sex in a week. And, you know, we ain't going to get deep into that, but I wanted to, you know, put some things out there. James has the Bench Warmers live on Fridays. So
yes.
He's also on Blog Talk on actually Dowhouse Radio from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. So, guys, check him out. You know, that's the Bench Warmers. So you get to talk about sports. So you get double. You actually get double. You get, like, triple play sports because you got the blog. You got the podcast.
Yes.
Then you got the live broadcast for Ask Miss V Sports on Thursdays.
And so who's my permanent co-host? It's your friend.
Sammy Brooks.
Yes, she's awesome.
She got a nice ass.
Yes, she does. A nice ass too. And she's awesome. Beautiful personality. Beautiful personality. So thank you. Very cool.
So, we've got Alexis Golden calling in.
And
my God. You know what? For those of y'all who want to join the conversation, feel free to join this conversation at 646-716-8041. That is 646-716-8041. And, you know, you can chime in anytime. We got the keyboard, I mean, the switchboard back up.
Yay.
We, you know, we have everything going on. We're going to have, we never know what James going to ask Alexis. So, you know, we always got to let him go first because we want to. Everything.
Very interesting person, yes.
But we got a really interesting show tonight, you know, so we've had technical difficulties off the rip, you know, but we have, you know, for those of y'all who don't understand, this is the show where we talk about sex, sex, and more sex every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We take care of all our technical difficulties. And I got to say, hey, welcome guests to the chat room. We are up and we are live. You are listening to V's After Dark. If you want to join the conversation, all you got to do is follow us on Blog Talk. It's free to join. I answer questions from the chat room. You're listening to the show live. We have all kind of fun up in here. How many times, James, I'm getting nosy. You've been with your woman 11 years.
Yes.
You know, I we had this discussion before about you treating me like a booty call. But how many times a week do y'all, you know what, leave me alone. How many times a week do you guys have sex?
Not enough.
You know, what do you consider a sufficient amount of times a week to have sex? Laugh, but this is also on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. One of the questions that they had the roundhouse with the men talking, and they were talking about getting sex. After talking about marriage, but we talking about sex. Mm-hmm. That's what we
do. General, yeah.
But I, for whatever reason, this week I have been around a group of people, and y'all know I always see folks don't know they become part of my show and don't even know who the hell I am. So I love the people talk around me and say things that they don't realize. Hey, Joseph, how you doing, sweetie? Welcome to the show. We had some technical difficulties, but we have Alexis Golden coming on, baby.
Mm.
And, you know, when people have conversations, and I'm going to say maybe because I'm really a laid-back person, and like I said, people don't know who they're talking around because I don't walk around saying, hey, by the way, I'm Miss V. You know, I give sex advice and stuff. So I've been hearing, like, for the past week or so, especially married men talking about the lack of sex they're getting. I mean, I've heard men talking about the – and they actually joke about it. But you could tell it's kind of serious for them, you know, about not getting any. And I even have a few girlfriends who've been talking about how they're not giving it up or how it's not going the way it's supposed to go. So I figure, you know what? What the hell? Let's talk about. Because I want to know, when I got married back eons ago, which I'm divorced now, but when I got married eons ago, people joked about how much we had sex because they said we had sex like rabbits. People used to come to where we lived at and they said, damn, do y'all always have sex? You know, we didn't think anything of it. We said, shit, we was married. But when does it wear off? Because I can say our sex wore off when my ex-husband became abusive. But prior to him becoming I put it like that, prior to us moving back to the States, after we moved back to the States, up until I got pregnant with my daughter. So we're talking 2-3 years into our marriage, we was going at it strong. I mean, that's what we thought we did, boom, 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 boom. You know, so I will say that we had fabulous sex. And, well, for 19-year-olds, 19 to 20-year-olds. Now, if you tell me, you know, now it'd be like, I don't even want to think about it because I don't think he can hang with me no more. I've evolved. But, you know, when do you say you're not getting enough? Because I have, like I said, I've got friends, and they talk about getting it and not getting it. And you're a man. How many times do you think you should get it a week if you were living with a woman?
Well, if I'm living with a woman, it should be at least 3-4 times a week. I think that's a normal, you know, like a normal long-term relationship type of sex life.
Okay.
If you're just starting out, then that's the problem. Then it means not working. If you just start up, because I know when I'm with someone new, it's almost practically either twice a day or 7 times within 5 days, some shit like that. I remember my record is like I 5 straight days, you know.
Yeah.
That was good. that's when the relationship is young and real good. And I was living with her at the time, so to me, at least 4 times a week, I think. If you, regardless, if you're married with the woman, or you're married to the woman, living, if you're living with them, it has to be at least 4-3. Now, it depends. If you're both working, that's a little harder. That's different. It has nothing to do with because you're sick of each other. It has a lot to do with because you have a real busy schedule. Then that's a little harder. So that's a little different circumstance. Then if you get it, like, at least once is good, or twice if you're both very, you know, you're both bringing money into the household. But if it's one of you and that's going on, that's not good to me. Then something's going on. That means something, there needs to be a sit down. And I've had sit downs where either I bring it up or someone else brings it up. You have to have these because it gets to a point, well, you're just here. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's all about sex because to me,
I will.
I know. I'm saying that. Trust me, it's a big part of it. But you need, you know, that person has to have some sort of a brain that you could talk shit, you know, talk to and shit like that, you know, because there's gonna be times where, you know, sex you don't want to fuck with them every now and then like you used to. sometimes it has to be more intellectual. But the sex part is definitely a huge thing. And to me, for a normal couple, it should be, if you live with them, it should be no less than 3 times a week. 4
See,
is
I'm
good.
One of those people. I feel that regardless of how long you're with someone, and I say this, and I know it's going to be some ladies who are going to be cussing me out, but I feel like this. If you live in the house with your mate,
it'd be every day.
You need to be waking up in the morning. And I'm talking about people who are on, I'm going to say, even if you're on different schedules, like if I'm on a 9-to-5 and my man is on an afternoon shift or he's on a midnight shift.
Yeah.
It's some boning going on in the morning. Okay.
There you go.
And
I've had that wake up call. Beautiful.
And before, if I'm with a person, and like I said, let's do a hypothetical that it's 2 different times folks go to work. If I'm at home and you go to work, you're getting some before you go to work. Because, see, that's just the way I am. But, see, I'm also, I had this conversation the other day with one of my friends, and we were talking about the things I used to do, and I'm not able to do them right now because of the situation that my man works in. But I most women go shopping thinking of how cute something looks. I think of how easy I can fuck in it. So, therefore, if I go to Wilson's Leather and I'm shopping for coats, I'm looking at the length and how much lingerie I can wear up underneath it because I believe in the wow factor. I believe in sitting on hoods of cars and with that damn trench coat on. That's just me. So, I think because I do have a high sex drive, I do believe that, you know, I believe that sex is a very intricate part of any relationship.
Of course.
And I feel that if a woman, and I'm speaking strictly as a woman, you know, if you don't bring that wow factor, if you can't look in your repertoire of clothes or whatever and wow your man, like I said, my wow factor is I'm a trench coat bitch. You know, it's not a man that I've been with that don't understand. I own an array of coats, and each one of them has a purpose. And, you know, I'm the one who should. We'll be going to a restaurant and you'll be saying, baby, take that coat off. Nah, you don't want me to take this off. Not up in here.
Wow.
See, I believe in come fuck me pumps. And I believe in come fuck me pumps. I believe in sexy lingerie. And I believe in trench coats. So, And I just happen to be with a person who is very sexual, so we are the people. No, we're not having sex in booths at restaurants because we go to restaurants where that probably wouldn't be acceptable.
Yeah.
But believe me,
maybe
you know, oh, we've done some stuff up in Chili's, you know.
Yeah,
if they only knew what we've done at Chili's.
It's that 2 for $20 special. There you go.
But ladies, I'm just saying, you know, your sex life should never die, even if you're on your cycle. And I'm, you know, people tell me, you know, I am that female who will tell you being on your cycle does not mean you cannot enjoy yourself. What it means is that you're limited to some things you can do. But see, I'm going to tell you like this. My titties I don't have love coming out my titties. You know, so.
Thank God.
What he can't do down there, I still have a chest. I still have other orifices.
Oh, yes, say that fast.
That can be utilized. Therefore, because, you know, I know y'all say that it don't sound like I was brought up old school, but I was brought up old school. I mean, before I got married, I was sat down with, and I was told the responsibilities of a wife.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, even though I'm no longer a wife, I have taken those responsibilities into my relationships because the same responsibility that you have as a wife is similar to what you have in a relationship, except that you just, you know, it's further as a wife. But there's something that says that you can't do the things that you would do as a wife to that man if you plan on being with him. Now, I'm not telling you to meet the man and blow his mind, suck his dick, suck a golf ball through a garden hose. I'm not telling you to do that off the rip. I'm not telling you to go to his job with a trench coat open. What I am telling you is that you have to learn how to enjoy it. And if you don't like doing it, he ain't going to like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I like sex too fucking much. So if you ask me, I believe that you should have sex in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that when you come home from work, once dinner is made, you should have sex. That's if y'all on the same schedule. And I think before you go to sleep, you should have sex. I think you should have sex as much as you want. There is no limit on it.
Exactly.
I think that if you're at home and he's at home and it's not no sports on, because y'all know I watch sports too, so, you know, we do have our timeouts. But in between, you know, and I'm not doing the show, but, you know, we all know that I've had my pussy ate while we've been on the show, so that's not excluded. That's not been excluded.
Wait a minute. Time out. Has this happened since I've been on board?
No, it hasn't.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, wow, you're good. Because I couldn't tell.
But we know that, you know, I enjoy it. I mean, he has, and we don't live together, so he has come during my show and made me happy and gone back to work. So
amen.
I am truly one of those people who will tell you I love and enjoy sex. But I got a surprise for you guys. And you know what? I'm going to give my co-host the pleasure of introducing tonight's guest.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'll give you the one and only porn star herself. She's very good and very attractive. I give you, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Golden. Yes, she's in the house right now.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for having me on.
No problem.
We happy you came on. You know what? See, my co-host is already tongue-tied, so I guess I got to take the reins because somebody sound like they tongue-tied. He must be coming already.
Wow. You don't give me no credit for professionalism, huh?
Yeah, that's professional. How you doing tonight, sweetie?
I'm doing great, thanks. You guys sound like you got the party started already.
Oh, yes. Yes,
well, we're going to jump into this, but I want to welcome you to the show. But before we get into our questions and our conversation, because we really don't do interviews. We have conversations here.
Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody who don't know who you are about yourself, because, see, I already know about you, but I bet everybody else don't know about you.
Okay. Well, the the long and the short of it is, my name is Alexis Golden. I've been in the adult industry since, I guess officially my site went up in 2007, and I, gosh, I do a lot of different stuff. I love interracial, really big into anal. I'm just naughty. I like it all naughty and dirty.
Nice.
I'm a bad girl. I'm a bad girl. I have my own site. It's alexisgolden.com, and I'm on Twitter. If you guys are on Twitter out there, Alexis Golden, triple X is my Twitter.
Nice. There you go. And ladies and gentlemen, she has a lot of awards and recognition, if you all don't know. I don't think our guests won't mind me saying all these accolations right now. She actually is a 2010 Fan Pick Best Porn Star website. Interesting. Here's another fact. AVN Top 100 DVDs. I guess that means, you know, her shit is pretty damn fucking good for that to be on that list. 2013 and 14 nominee for the Fannies. Very good. That's very interesting. For Who's Your Mommy MILF Performer of the Year. That's cool. And by the way, you can also follow her on Instagram, too. Alexis, go ahead. I'm sorry. You can say it if you want.
No, I forgot about it, honestly, because I just got on not too long ago, and sometimes I forget to do it. I'm always on Twitter, and so, yeah, I just forgot. It's the same as my Twitter handle, AlexisGoldenXXX.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
And there's also AlexisGolden.com and AlexisGoldenBlog.com. I guess this is where you spew your thoughts to your fans, correct?
Wow, there's all sorts of really interesting behind-the-scenes accountings of what goes on in my personal life and on the set. So lots of dirty details and lots of good pictures on there. That's a great way to get to know me more than just what you see on film.
Interesting. That's good that you do that because, you know, then they show, you know, you show people that you are a human being. You know, unlike what some people think. Because some people think otherwise for some reason.
Exactly. And that's pretty common. You know, I guess people get starstruck. But at the end of the day, I'm just a regular person. And it's kind of interesting how we all get into the circumstances that we're in because I never really set out on a path to do porn. It wasn't, you know, on my radar at all. In fact, I didn't get involved with it until I was in my 30s. So it's kind of interesting how you get to where you're at.
Yes, you never know where your path can lead. And actually, and for you, it's been it's lead to very, no pun intended, golden pastures. So let me before we continue this great 60-minute CBS type of interview we're doing here, tell me about your lovely measurements before we go on.
My lovely measurements. Well, I'm very curvy. I'm also probably taller than the average person, and in porn, I'm definitely like a giant on set. In heels, I'm over 6 foot.
Wow.
Yeah. So you can't miss me coming. I have super long blonde hair. I'm 36 triple D, 25, 35.
Nice.
Damn.
I should play those numbers tomorrow, see if I win. Now the coolest thing here is before you got into porn, you actually were a corporate America business executive, which of course we won't say where. So during this time, were you a swinger during this time when you were doing this?
I was, yes.
Nice.
That's kind of how I got my start in porn because as swingers often do, there's always, at some point in the night, somebody pulls out a camera and they're either taking video or they're taking just regular shots. And, you know, you just amass a pile of content. I probably had at least 5 to 7 years worth of content that we had done with no intentions of ever starting a site. And it wasn't until I met some people that were in the industry who were also swingers who had a very successful site. And basically said, you know, hey, you would have a great time. You'd love it. You should really set up your own site. And, you know, you think about it. But, again, it wasn't something that I really thought I wanted out there. It was my private life, and I just didn't know if that was something that I would want to do. But, you know, one thing leads to another, and the next thing you know it, I have my own site up, and here I am now.
That is amazing. Now, back to the swinger life. Do you have any great swinger stories that you could talk about? Like something like was there a lot of swinger type parties that someone would set up, or was it like a club, or was it like practically like both?
All of the above. Yeah, you know what? You kind of start off unsuspectingly, I guess, so to speak. I lived in New York for a good bit of time, and I love to club, I love to dance, so I would always go out, and my friends are very good-looking people, and you have a big crowd of good-looking people. They attract another crowd of good-looking people, and I've always been bisexual since I can remember, and
God bless you.
That kind of environment, you know, you're not thinking anything other than let's have a good time. And so girls hooking up with girls leads to girls and guys hooking up, and the next thing you know it, you're kind of in a full-blown swinging situation. It wasn't like I ever set out to say, I think I'm going to try swinging. It just naturally progressed that way.
Interesting. Now, was it like a boyfriend, or were you married when this happened? Like, how was your first encounter with the swinging scene?
Full on out swinging, I would say, with my husband.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I think he likes to take credit for corrupting me, but. He actually says that he just gave me a platform to do what I want to do. It isn't like he corrupted me. I've always been this way. I've always been very sexual. In high school, the whole bit, you know, I've always been very in tune with my sexuality. So, but we really explored it together, and he's just, he's not a jealous type person, and I'm not either. And we've been together for 18 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, a long time. And it really takes a lot for a couple to be in that kind of environment. A lot of people who are swingers don't have a successful relationship, and I think that we're probably not the norm in that respect, but I always say that in order for you to have a good relationship, you have to have trust. And you always have to make sure that you make your partner feel comfortable in any situation. And so that's, you know, what it really boils down to. I would never do anything that he wouldn't know about or he wasn't on board with, and vice versa.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Exactly. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I really don't have any reason to. When my husband says to me, You can have fun with guys and you can have fun with girls, why would I ever go behind his back and do something and not tell him when he's giving me, you know, full rein and say, hey, as long as you let me know and as long as you fill me in and I'm good with it, it's cool. So I don't do it because I want to have a relationship with somebody. I do it because I enjoy sex and I like it. But at the end of the day, I want to come home to my husband. And that's where the love is, you know, that's where I want to be at night, that's where I want to hang out, that's what I want to do and spend my time with. So it's, I'm really very fortunate, very, very fortunate.
Well, that's awesome, and it's funny that you bring that up, because we actually had a topic for tonight's show about,
oh, okay.
And the topic was, how many times a week do you have sex, right?
Oh,
so,
that's right, I saw you guys tweet that.
Yeah, so let me put this question onto you. With your husband for 18 years and the lifestyle you had, how many times do you have sex a week?
Oh, gosh. You know what? It really varies. Some weeks I may not have sex at all because I'm super busy and I just don't have the time to do it or, you know, you're not feeling well or whatever. And then other times it could be 4 or 5 times a day.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. That's when it's a good week or a good day, actually. So if you do it,
We like those times.
Wow.
And I find that the more I have it, the more I want it.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
So how you basically you to me, if you're in a relationship, if you haven't used every room in the house to have sex, there's something wrong with you. So obviously, you probably have done this and then some, correct?
And I'm trying to think. Let's see. I've been in this house for 5 years, and I still think there might be areas of the house that still are untouched.
Care to share that with us? Is it the laundry room? In the washing machine?
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. It's like the uncomfortable places. But we just recently redid our laundry room, so there's this like enormous, huge counter in there now that might be something. Yeah, that might be something.
Wow, that's eerie. I just said the laundry. I just said the washing machine just for the hell of it. Look, you just talked about the laundry room. Look at that. Ooh, kind of eerie. Now we get that the way. Now you've been. How long were you in the swinging scene before porn came into the picture?
Oh, a long time. Let's see. I would say at least 8 years or so.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So it was at least two Clinton administrations at least or something like that? You know, something like that. Well, it depends on which time frame we're talking about. So who introduced you to porn? Did you bump into somebody in a swinger club, or was it just somewhere out the blue in a party? Like, give us some details if you can.
Well, we have several folks that are friends of ours that were swingers.
Okay.
The people that I can think of off the top of my head probably would be Anna and Bruce from Four Real Swingers. For the number 4realswingers.com.
Nice.
And we met them maybe at AVN or one of the conventions that I went to just as like a regular person. I wasn't in porn at the time. I think we were in Vegas and, you know, just there partying and whooping it up, and AVN happened to be there. And
a lot of people have sex in Vegas. I had people try to pick me up at some parties in Vegas.
I'm out of Vegas.
Yeah, that's why they call it Twin City Girl.
That's right.
You know what? I'm sitting over here and I'm thinking, wow, did I bump into her or something while I was there?
Perhaps. I've been there a lot.
Right. I've been going every year for a while, so.
I feel so left out.
Come on, to Chicago.
I feel so left out. So
okay, I have a question. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Miss B. Oh, you want me to keep going?
So, are you going to be in Chicago this year for Exotica?
You know what? I just released my tour schedule, and I believe that I will be there this year.
Ooh.
Oh, I just stopped by the booth.
Mm.
Chicago.
Is that where you stay in Chicago?
No, I'll be at Exotica. We're actually out of Michigan, so we'll be at Exotica, and we'll be acting a stone cold fool at Exotica because the first day of Exotica is my birthday. Exotica, if y'all listening, send me my booth number. I need my booth number, people.
Yeah, send the woman the booth number, please.
Well, for sure, we'll definitely have to connect then.
Yeah, so we're actually coming in Friday morning since we're only a 5-hour drive away, so we'll be there.
Yeah, so you got a woman, Miss Vita Toilet from Michigan, and a crazy Puerto Rican from New York City, so we make a great team, yes, on this show. We're trying to connect the whole country and the world. So that's cool. So how long you been in porn during this time?
You done lost your mind. You know what? You are so tongue-tied. I'm going to stop you. I love you. And I think you asked her that already.
No, I didn't hear that. Maybe it went in and out. That's why I didn't, you know, maybe I had a little bit of connection.
You know what, you're thinking about them breast assists. That's what it is.
Hey, don't tell me what I'm thinking about. How'd you know that I couldn't have been thinking about the ass, you know.
All right, so let me get to this then.
I apologize. Let me get to this. Do you have a favorite female or male performer that you have instant chemistry with that you've done a lot of scenes with?
Well, hands down, my favorite gal in the industry is Sarah J. She and I are close friends.
Oh, she's nice.
Oh, I love Sarah J.
You do.
And what I love about her is that she's such a real person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to find in general, but especially in the adult industry. We met probably, 2007 at the XBiz convention in Fort Lauderdale. I remember it like it was yesterday, just turning over and seeing her sitting next to me. I was like, are you Sarah J? She's like, yeah, I'm Sarah J. And just very, like, warm and welcoming and never any pretenses or anything. She's just a super gal. So I would have to say Sarah J is my favorite.
She is really cool.
Nice.
We got a question in the chat room for you.
Okay.
And this comes from Joseph Tanner, and he said he wanted to know who is your favorite adult porn star? Sarah J. And you know what?
You get on me, huh?
You know, well, I have to give Joseph his – Joseph actually is asking questions about being able to listen to the show because we've had so many technical difficulties. He can't even hear the show this week. He's in the chat room. So I'm, like, asking him if he has anything to ask. So even though you answered the question, I'm sitting here reading it. I was like, oh, she just answered that. But he actually told me he couldn't hear the show, so he's living vicariously through me tonight.
Okay. All right. I forgive you.
Hey, it's starting to thunder here.
Yeah, so how about a male performer then?
My favorite MILF performer?
Yeah, male performer, yeah.
Oh, male.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey, that's a hard one to say because people always ask me that. Like, because you hate to exclude anybody. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so I'll name a couple in no order whatsoever. I have to admit I'm a bit of a size queen, so it's indicative by my response. Lexington Steele, and he's super nice guy too. Not only is he like super sexy and an enormous cock, but he's like super nice. And Richard Mann. He's always fucking hard. His dick is always like a rock hard giant cock. And he's super aggressive with me, which I like a lot. And it's kind of hard, I guess, for me to find a guy who's as aggressive with me the way that I like it. Normally guys say they're aggressive, but when it comes time to deliver, maybe not so much, but he and I have really, really good chemistry together. So, and Jack Napier, I love Jack Napier too.
That's cool.
I can probably go on, but I'll stop at three.
All right,
there you go,
ladies and gentlemen. The top three cocks for Alexis Godin. Hopefully, yeah, you took your you wrote this down at home. That's cool. Let's talk about your production company. Talk about the Alexis Godin production company you have here. How did you start off with that?
Well, for me, I try and keep as much of the content that I do for myself because mm-hmm. you make more money that way.
Exactly.
You know, it's fun to shoot with the pro companies in L.A., and I do that from time to time, but where I make my most money and I have the most control over what I do is by doing my own filming. And I started that like immediately when I got into it. I'm a very technical person. I do a lot of my own editing and production work, and I like it better because, for me, I shoot more of a gonzo style, where, you know, you're really shooting sex. You're shooting people in a room having sex, and there's a camera there catching what's going on, where when you shoot pro work, you have a script and you have certain positions that you have to do and you have certain faces you have to make and certain things that you have to say. And it's really not about having good sex. It's about having sex that looks good on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And so I much prefer to shoot my own content because I can really have really good sex and the camera people know me enough, my husband shoots my stuff, you know, to know how to shoot it. So, amen for Alexis Golden Productions.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah to you. Exactly. How many? Go ahead, Missy.
I've had some really successful titles. You mentioned one of the awards that I won. I have a title called FLP, which stands for Fuck It Like a Pussy. It's my all-anal series that I do.
Nice.
And that title kind of came out organically as I was filming with somebody who never had anal sex before. And I guess guys are probably apprehensive about having anal sex with girls because it's, one, it's super taboo, and two, girls typically have to be talked into doing it because they're scared as well. So it's kind of very apprehensive scenario to be in. So I try to coach guys up on it, you know, like what you do. You don't just go slamming in there like it's lightning, and you have to take it easy, and you have to allow the girl's body to get used to it, and once you relax and your body accepts it, you can really fuck it like a pussy. So that's kind of where that came from, and that title has been super successful for me. I actually just finished shooting the third volume, and that should be released sometime next month.
Awesome.
Wow. Well, you know what? I'm going to apologize. Chat room has a really long question for you, so I'm going to try to read it. If I mess up, I'm going to apologize because I get really tongue-tied when I'm reading. But this is from Joseph. He's like, Sarah J, that's a good one to work. He's like, are there any others she's worked with, like Alexis Silver, Ariana Starr, Amberlynn, Ariana Angel, Amberlynn Bach, Brandi Love, Misty Stone, Nina Hartley, Naomi Banks, Diamond Fox, or retired porn star India Morrell?
And a partridge in a pear tree. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's a lot. That's a long list. Ariana Starr, love her. I have such a super girl crush on her. When I first met her, I'd talk about being tongue-tied. Good Lord. She was so, just such a sweet, sexy, sultry. Wow. Yeah. And that was a long time ago, and I'm still like that about her. She's retired, though.
I was going to say, she's retired, isn't she?
Yep, she's retired. She's a New Yorker.
Nice, cool.
Yep.
We're always all over the place. There's always transplanted New Yorkers around the country.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's how it is. That's how it is. So that's cool. So also, let's see. What else? Do you have anything else like coming up in the near future, like with your production, besides what you just said for next month? Is there anything else, like any goals for the next, let's say, 5 years from now or so?
Oh, good Lord. Sound like my business professor at the university. my goals for the next 5 years are, I also have another series that I do that kind of takes advantage of the fact that I'm a swinger, and it's called the Travel MILF. So when I'm traveling all over the U.S. before I go out on a trip, what I usually do is I call it dick shopping. I go on to the swinger sites, and I shop for guys that would be potentials to shoot with.
Right.
Yeah. And so they go through a screening process, and if they pass the approval, and then I go out and shoot with them. It's very, again, it's like Gonzo-style filming where it's a lot of times it might be me just filming it or them filming it POV-style. And that's been really successful. Guys like that, I think, because they like that point of view angle of the camera, because I guess they can picture themselves being in that person. So, yeah. I'm sure I'll be shooting in Chicago when I'm out there. I think that's my next. No, I'll be in D.C. and New York before that.
Cool. Hit me up.
I have a casting page on my website. If you go to alexisgolden.com, at the very bottom there's a link for the casting page, and it has all the cities that I'm going to be shooting in and what the requirements are that you have to do. So if there's anybody out there that thinks they might be the next great American porn star, go check it out. Sign up.
There you go.
Yeah,
well, we're gonna take a little break, and when we come back, I get to get a hold of Alexis. See, now
uh-oh.
It's my turn.
Uh-oh. You're in trouble now, lady.
We gotta pay a few bills, you know, just a few. But you guys, just listen to These After Dark, where everyone comes. We'll be back in a minute, or two, or three.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Katy Perry, Juicy J. Let's rage.
I knew you were gonna come for me.
And here you are,
but you better choose carefully.
Yeah,
I'm capable of anything, and everything.
Make me.
Do you dare to do this?
I'm back live, so I can talk. So now we're just waiting. James, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, we are having technical difficulties. So now we should have Alexis back live in a second. Hey, sweetie, welcome back.
That was weird.
Oh, the switchboard is really acting up. We're going to have music that's going to probably interrupt us in a minute. I'm going to have to stop, so don't be...
What the hell's going on?
Oh, but now it's my turn with Alexis. You know what? Now, Alexis, my question to you, sweetie, is that, you know, 2 years in a row, nominated for the Fannies, and you know, those awards to me are like the best awards out of all of them because that's the fans nominating you. How did it feel being 2 years in a row nominated?
You know what? It feels awesome. I have the best fans. I always hear from them about how they really enjoy the fact that I'm a real down-to-earth person, and that's kind of my MO in the industry. You know, I'm not a full-time porn chick. I'm a regular MILF who just really likes what I do. And so for them to recognize that and nominate me for it, you know, it feels damn fucking good.
Yeah, because I was like, you know, I was at the – well, I didn't go to the Fannies last year, but I was in Atlantic City Forum. I was too sleepy. It's hard doing the show all day long and then trying to go to an awards show afterwards. That's hard.
Yeah, it is, girl. Yeah, it is.
So we were working all day, and we were supposed to go, but we were kind of asleep. So I would have seen you last year, but I was crashing in a hotel room. But I got something. You know, being that you're a swinger, what from a swinger's point of view, what is the best part of the country to swing in? Because, you know, every swinging community is different, I have found out. So since you travel to swing, you know, what would you say the best swingers that you've encountered are?
Well, I think that for me, you know, my behavior is highly influenced by the weather, which is one of the reasons that I moved to Miami. So I would have to say that I have had the best time swinging in Miami just because people tend to be more free. It's warmer. You take your clothes off. You're not worried about being cold. You're running around. There's a lot of really beautiful people there and people that just want to have a good time. Not that you don't find that other places, but I just feel that the people in Florida, there's just a huge swinging community down there. Lots in Miami and lots in Tampa.
So you would say down in Florida, they're probably more open. I ask because, see, I've been around swingers, and I'll say where I'm at. We have what we call Chicago to me, because I'm strictly Midwest. Chicago has like a fabulous swinging community. Michigan has like a segregated swinging community. I'm going to be honest. I like to deal with everybody, and it's very segregated. And yeah, it is, especially when you like what you like, and I like some of everything. So, but I have, you know, so I always ask because we have taken a break from that part of our life because we're so busy, and I don't play without him, so, you know, I tell everybody, since we don't play without each other, I made the choice because he was like, you could go and do it, but I was like, no. So I'm curious because I have been to a few other places, and I always tell people where I live at, I don't like the swinger community. I don't like them. You know, a lot of people don't normally say
Chicago.
That. They be off the chain. Well, you know, now, this is telling how old I am. You know, one of their swingers clubs got exposed on Oprah.
Oh, really?
Years ago. Yeah, somebody decided they wanted to do an undercover and got up in there. They didn't say which club it was, but a lot of us here kind of recognized it. And I'm like, seriously? I was like, I wish I knew who you were. I was like, that's so disrespectful, you know, because I don't know about down in Florida, but I know here in Michigan, you have a lot of prominent people who are swingers.
Oh, my gosh,
And I've made some – that's how I started selling toys, because they were like, you're so good at this. So that's – I actually got into it. Because some of my best customers are prominent people. I won't say what their professions are, but they're prominent
right,
people. You know, so I'm always curious about that because when I hear somebody as a swinger, because a lot of people in the adult industry got into it for different reasons, but you very seldom hear about a swinger coming into the adult industry and still swinging because that's a totally different perspective versus someone who got into it and then start liking it and then like the money side of it. Not saying that you don't like the money side of it, but it's always good to hear, you know, someone who was already out there doing their thing before they got into it. So you brought like some a different insight into it.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely different now for me than it was in the beginning because, you know, I'm recognized a lot and it kind of ruins it, honestly, because people are starstruck and they treat you differently and, you know, now you're the big porn star as opposed to just the hot girl who wants to have a good time.
You know, and I love that you said that because I tell people that they're like, no. But like I said, since I'm not out there doing that no more, but I do get my share of females who hit on me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Get a share with the class, Ms. V.
When I go to Vegas, we all know who some of my friends are. So, you know, I go to Vegas, I go to Vegas. But I'm always working in Vegas. But I always put my guests on the V-spot. And the V-spot is where you just never know what the hell is going to come out my mouth. I already don't have no good sense. But being that I'm the toy lady, I'm always curious as to what people's favorite toy is to use on themselves or to use on others or to watch people use.
Oh. Hmm. You know what? I'm actually in the market for a new toy, so maybe you can help me out. I have this wonderful vibrator called the Platypus, and it was actually in the shape of a platypus, and its little bill would go back and forth when you turn it on, and it was like just the right amount of speed, not crazy too hard and not soft, because I kind of like it a little aggressive. And I bought like 6 of them because once I found it and I loved it, I was like, oh man, I better stock up. And I thought that, you know, I burned them out in a couple of years and then they discontinued it. Fuck. I was like, damn, what am I going to do now? And I've gone through, like, every time I'm traveling, if I'm in a new city, I go to a sex shop and I try to find something new, and I just have not been able to find something that I like as
so
much
are
as
you
that.
Are you a click girl? Because
I love clitoral stimulation.
Oh, see, you're like my favorite toy. I posted this picture.
All right, give it up.
I posted a picture of I just did an RAP for one of my toys. I had to go replace it. But it's like I always tell people my favorite toy is my cheapest toy. One of my cheaper toys I sell is called the Dolphin. Carry it in your purse. Go to the ladies' room before you get ready to kick somebody's ass because you know how people get on our nerves in public. Throw a leg up and get
yeah,
up.
Yeah, kidding.
I tell people, maybe I'm just violent. I always think about it. I tell people, if you don't care for me, you better let me go to the bathroom. I want my purse. It only runs on one AA battery, but I tell people, if you see that I'm saying, just leave me alone, let me go. I need to go to the ladies' room. You might want to let me go because I'm going to throw my leg up. I'm going to throw it up underneath my clit real quick. I'm going to come real hard, and I'm going to come back, and you're going to be safe. So if you like you know what? I tell people, say, save your life. Let me go to the ladies' room. Save your own life. It's normally people have a tendency to just rub me the wrong way. You know how some folks just don't know when to let stuff go.
Yeah.
But I think you'll like the, if you like the clit stimulating, you'll like the Dolphin. Well, come see me in Chicago. Like I said, exotica people are saying me, but booth number. Adrian going to kill me for that. He's going to tell me to quit calling him out on myself. But, we had the hook. Plus, remember I've been telling all you listeners, watch my tweets. You guys
yes.
have a surprise coming in Chicago. And it's only what's going to happen, and I'm going to give you guys a little hint. The first V's After Dark toy, which will be my toy, will actually be in Chicago. It's not even, I'm doing something for you guys in Chicago that I've never done before.
Mm-hmm.
This toy is not even going on the website. It's going to be a Chicago for Girls website. So you guys might want to listen because I'm going to be giving out something free soon. So watch my tweet. But you guys got to know how to answer questions, listen to this show, and know things about me. You know.
Am I including in this? Contest?
Wait a minute. What is that statement they always put in them contests? Employees, family,
I knew
friends.
It. Yes. I figured that.
Sorry, contest. You know that little blurb they always put at the end of the contest. Employees, family members of this company and subsidiaries and promoters of are excluded.
Understand the rule. No problem.
Yeah, come see me in Chicago because I'll hook you up because, see, you're a click girl. I think I got a couple you might like.
Mm-hmm.
You like your G-spot hit too? I got some. You know what?
I'm having a hard time hearing you right now because you're breaking up really bad.
Yeah, you are breaking up every now and then, yeah.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Right now,
hello?
It's good. Right now,
okay.
It's good.
Now
but sometimes mm-hmm. it's not like you drowning underwater sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying. It's the fan going. But I was going to say, come see me because I got a couple toys that you'll probably like. I mean, I was asking, do you like your G-spot hit? Because I got some G-spot toys too.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
You should take pictures and send
them to me. I will. I will sneak you out, girl.
Cool. I'll be posting the booth number as soon as they release it. They just got back from Miami, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're being patient or trying to. But how did you come up with your name? Because I'm always curious because some people have variations on how they came up with your name. How did you come up with Alexis Golden? You know, that just sounds so sexy. It's like, damn, you know. And then you look at you and be like, damn.
You know, it was, I wish I had a glamorous story. I should probably make one up. but I don't. It actually was. I went to school for marketing and business, so the way that they list the porn stars' names is alphabetically by first name. And so Alexis was a name that would always appear towards the top of any list.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, you always want to be at the top of the list.
Right, so that was part of it. I also, as a younger person, used to watch Alexis Carrington all the time. On my nighttime soaps. Yeah, so.
From Dynasty.
It was kind of after her, and then Golden is an obvious reason why I chose that last name.
Oh, my God. Because I was like, I'm always curious how people pick their name.
Yeah. Alexis and Golden, long blonde hair, although I get a lot of, oh, is it because you pee on people?
I knew that was it.
Yeah. And if you want me to, I will pee on you, you know. I don't mind peeing on you.
That's big money for that, too.
I don't get that fetish, but to each his own.
I don't either, but you know what? If you'll pay me to do it, I'll do it. I mean, hey.
Well, duh. That's understandable.
And I just got in trouble. I'm probably on punishment for a week for that comment. Be like, now you're putting yourself out there. I'll deal with it. All I got to do is suck him real well and proclaim how much I love you. I love you, baby.
Oh, please. That's interesting stuff.
Okay, see, James already asked all my questions, but I have a question. Being that, you know, you are a MILF.
Mm-hmm.
And being a MILF is like a totally different level because, I mean, first of all, just because you have a child don't mean you can be called a MILF, but your ass is sexy as hell, so you've earned the title.
Yep.
But my question is, when guys see you, because being a MILF, you know, do they ask, this is going to sound really crazy, but do they ask you things like, will you feed me? you know, for whatever reason, they have crazy questions like that, you know, and especially when you're labeled as a MILF. So have you had any guys just come up to you because they are huge and say, you know, you're a MILF, can you just feed me and I'll be your baby?
Oh, my gosh.
What the,
I've never had anybody ask me that in person, but I've definitely gotten emails along that line. So I've pretty much gotten emails along every line. But, yeah, I think for them it's more it isn't necessarily more of like a mother-son sort of relationship. I think it's more just the older woman thing that a lot of fans like. So I have a lot of fans that are younger that like that because they're younger. But I also have a good lot of fans who are older that like the older woman and don't really like the younger girls. I guess they feel like they're dirty old men if they're, you know, in their 50s and they're looking at porn of girls who are 20. So I think that the whole MILF genre has really allowed older gentlemen to enjoy porn more without feeling that kind of like dirty shame about it.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, what would you call yourself, James? A dirty old man or a dirty young man or just a dirty man?
No, I'm just a dirty man. I'm either young or old. I'm just right. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
So you can go either way and not feel one way or another about it. You like all sorts of porn.
Yeah, I like the normal. Yeah, like the normal. You know, the normal porn. Like I'm not into like the strap on and all that shit. You know, I'm more of like the regular. You know, girl on girl. You know, guy on girl. You know, stuff like that. Threesome stuff like that. You know, nothing like. I don't like those other. You know, I don't like bestiality and stuff like that. No. not that type.
Well,
of person.
Alexis, we have a caller that has a question. You ready to
nice.
Take some questions from the callers?
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or don't kill me.
Yeah, or you kill the switchboard.
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Alexis Golden, Miss V, and James Acevedo. What's your question tonight, baby?
Hello, Miss V.
Oh,
hello.
This is Greg from Choctaw.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
How's the weather down there? You guys have had some, I'm sorry, before we get into it, but is everybody okay down there? Because y'all done had some rough weather.
Well, we've actually had earthquakes in the past 24 hours.
Holy crap.
Oh, my gosh.
And we had 3 people killed yesterday in a head-on collision in Choctaw. But it's all going actually pretty good, as long as the ground don't shake.
Yeah. Unless for other reasons, for good reasons, right?
Oh, yeah. And also James.
Hey,
James.
Yes,
come
sir.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
Thunder up.
Thunder up. Hey, I don't mind your team going to the finals. That won't bother me. Anybody that beats the Heat, I'm happy. Trust me. Trust me. I got no problem with your Thunder. Trust me. I like your team. I like the Spurs and I like the Thunder. It's the Heat I don't like. And the
Bears. Oh, yeah, this conversation is done because on Thursday night we talk about sports also. We have sports from 8:30 to 9:30.
Now also, Alexis,
what state
actually do you hail from?
Good question.
Well, I'm originally from New York, upstate New York.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep, and I moved to Florida outside of Miami about 5 years ago.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. How far
now,
up from, I'm sorry. How far up
no,
from New,
go ahead. Go
I'm
ahead,
sorry, homeboy. How far from New York City, you know, you don't have to give the exact time, but how far from New York City, like from distance as far as hours?
I lived in Albany. I grew up in Albany.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow. Oh,
the capital.
Mm-hmm.
The capital of
yeah.
the state. Nice.
The frozen tundra.
Well, it's not
well,
being made,
it, I've I've actually been there. It's cool.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, I've been to all lower 48, and it's like, it's all beautiful depending on where you look.
True. And they get weird winters up there in the wintertime. I like here, down here in
yeah.
the city. Yeah, they get real snow. They laugh at us when we have, 6 to 10 inches. Like, and we
yeah,
get, like,
it's,
2 to 4 feet.
It's so cold. So cold up there. And that's the primary reason that I moved, because I just could not deal with the snow anymore. And I grew up in it. You know, I started skiing when I was 3.
Wow.
Always outside, always Ooh. Winter sports growing up. And I love it. I just don't want to live in it.
Yeah.
So I would laugh every time I turned on the news and saw the weather this past winter, because you guys got clobbered.
Yeah.
Now, even though I'm just new into the conversation, now, Alexis, what actually made the decision for you to actually jump into porn?
Well, I was telling these guys earlier that my husband and I were swingers, and that's kind of how it evolved organically from that. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very straight to the point.
Yeah, I mean it's great. I've done that before, but it's
really,
you know,
man.
Even though I'm late to the conversation, it's, you know, I didn't hear it. So, trust me, Alexis, I am sorry for, you know, rehashing on what you've already talked about earlier.
No, oh, no, you're good, honey. You're good.
Yeah, don't worry. I kind of did that earlier, too.
I did it, too, because I was asking questions from the chat room.
Don't worry about it.
I was going to say, Miss V, no excuse for you, but James, I already know you're watching the NBA drafts.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I wonder how you found that out. Dealing with some idiot on Twitter. Oh my God. Some people on Twitter, you just want to choke the shit out of them. I swear to God.
See,
fucking idiots, man.
I'm having switchboard problems. So I'm
Oh, you are? You still?
The switchboard, that's why we were off for a couple of seconds, because the switchboard's been acting crazy. I'm gonna have to send an email after this show to find out why, because they couldn't hear us on the chat room, couldn't hear us, so that's why they were typing questions, and
that's why
people were leaving the chat room. We had people leave the chat room because they thought we were on the air, even though it says we're on the air.
That sucks.
Oh, wow.
That sucks.
Yeah, had no idea on that. I just kind of certain stuff I've seen, it's like, oh, okay, cool, and it's like, oh, shit, I'm starting to miss the show. I better call. Got to call.
Yeah. I was about to ask you, have you heard from the beginning, but you already let that cat out of the bag. Because I wanted to know, we were on since the beginning, because we had these technical issues since the beginning, and it'd be kind of a shame it's all chopped up, especially having Alexis go down here, unless she left us already.
I'm here.
Oh, Alexis, are you still there?
Missy, your poor
still
phone
here.
Still sounds like you're in your underwater.
See, the underwater stuff. Yeah, I think like Miss V is saying, maybe because she's getting close to the fan, because it sounds like that's what it sounds like when like if the phone goes near there, it sounds like
some big ass fan.
Yeah, she has an industrial fan.
I was gonna say you guys all sound clear to me.
Yeah, you coming in good though too, dude. I hear you. Yeah, you're
Wait.
Fine. Except
now,
me.
Alexis.
Go ahead.
Alexis, still there?
Yes, honey. I'm here.
Thank you, my dear. Now, when did you actually start the business as far as what year and, you know, all that?
I started, I put my website up in 1997.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I was only.
That's it's been up a
while. No, that's the year I got my cosmetology license.
Wow, I was 24.
Now, did you start with a company, or did you just go all, you know, you, as far as production and filming and all that, or did you go with a major company in that business?
I started off doing all my own stuff.
Uh-huh.
I think I already have, like, one scene I've seen of hers already, which I pretty much like. I haven't finished with it yet, though, but I was doing my research, and I have to finish that scene up later on.
You got to do your research.
Yeah.
Tell me right.
Yeah, got to do what you got to do. Especially if you don't get sex more than a couple of times a week. I have to do it. Just like that topic says, how many times a week? Oh, we should ask our
right.
caller that. We should ask our caller that.
Miss B never answered that question.
Who, me? I did.
No, she said I didn't answer.
Oh,
you
yeah.
did not
well,
answer it.
Well, I kind of started off the show with the answer. I have my personal feeling that if you live with a person, you should get it in the morning before you go to work, when you come home from work, before you go to bed, whenever you feel like it. You know, if you wake up and you want it, you get it. If you work different shifts, each person should get it before they go to work. And if you don't live together... But I was telling people you have to learn how to be sexy. See, I'm a trench coat. I'm old school. I believe in that trench coat with the heels and the underwear. So for me being old school like that, I'm just a person. If my man didn't have the job he had, he would be getting surprises at work because I'm good to do a hood up a car and a heartbeat with a trench coat on, pair of pumps, trench coat, lingerie. So for me, how many times a week do I think I should have sex? I think I should have sex whenever the fuck I feel like it. If I feel like it in the morning, I should have it in the morning. If I want it at the noon, I should have it at noon. I should have somebody come and give me a quickie wherever I want one. So, for me, you know, I think I'm old. Listen, I'm 40. I will be 46 this year, and I told everybody when I turned 40, my mother and my aunt and everybody told me when I turned 40 that I would see what a real sex drive was, and I cannot get enough. I don't need no fucking rabbit. I need a man who keep his dick up because I like it long and hard and strong. And I want it when I want it. I don't want to wait on nobody to get up because while you're waiting to get up, you need to be eating my pussy. So.
Bingo.
But that's how you really feel, Miss V. So.
I know, that's exactly what I was thinking. You feel very strongly about that, don't you?
That's good. And you have every right. You have every right to. I believe, you know, it's good that a woman like Miss V is straight up about that, because some women are not straight up like that. They like to hide that because they think it's, you know, it's taboo or some shit. They admit if they have these urges that they want like this, which is not, you know.
No, when I got married back in 80-something, I was told, before I got married, I was told on my wedding day, my wifely responsibilities. I come from that type of family that wives have responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I'm no longer married, I've taken some of those responsibilities very serious, and being that I'm older, I love fucking sex. So I could never be with a man who didn't like having sex. I mean, if he didn't like having sex, we can't deal with each other. That's a resume requirement. I want your resume and references. Because if a woman said that you... And if
yeah,
reference,
I mean...
No, I cut
it's
that
kind of like how I interview my people. You should have, like, a little clipboard and a little interview sheet that you take out. Maybe you do. Maybe you already
do. I had a chick refer me to her ex and said that he knew what he was doing.
Uh-oh.
And... Being black, you know, the black fraternities have a reputation, especially the Qs. For those who don't know what a Q is, they're Omega Psi Phi. They're the purple and gold. They always walk around barking like a dog. They have a reputation for having good sex. This guy was a Q. His ex-girlfriend recommended him to me. I cussed her out, and I walked out. I actually had somebody call me while I was there saying it was a family emergency because I was like the chicken waiting to exhale, saying, damn, I could have had a V8 while I was laying there.
Wow.
And I told him, lose the number, never call me. So when I say, if your references are fucked up, I will cuss out the reference, and I will cuss out you. And he was like, but I'm a Q. I don't give a fuck what you are. You need to learn how to eat pussy and get a bigger dick, because he did not meet the requirements. And then I cussed out his ex-girlfriend for referring him to me. And I told her, I was like, you know what? You are no longer a friend, because that was a lousy fucking lay. And I had to go find somebody to fuck me that evening because of that.
Oh,
Oh, man.
They should have that, like,
awesome.
A drive-through like McDonald's. Like, let me get a number five, you know, supersize that shit,
yeah.
Please.
Oh, hell.
Well,
give me that number seven.
Why I should call for referrals.
I just have this thing. I mean,
I'm going to call you up, girl, for some referrals.
You know, I give a damn good referral because I ain't refer nobody who I wouldn't fuck. And I say,
bingo.
I make love with my man, and we fuck also. And believe me, that's why we've been together 6 years. Because he know how to fucking lay it down day and night. I don't have to
there
teach him
go.
Nothing.
This podcast has been brought to you by Ms. V at MsVTheToyLady.com.
I was going to say, I mean, I do have three, you know, actually two prerequisites, and one of them is a woman shaving. And if I have to get up at 4:30 in the morning, do not wake me up at 3 a.m. to have sex.
Yeah, that's not cool. Yeah.
Did I wake you up? Oh, that's the perfect time. I want you thinking about me all day long while you at work, honey. That's the perfect time. If you got to get up at 4:30 to get ready for work, rest assured, at 3:30 you'll be woke up because you're going to be thinking about me all day long. You're going to be saying, damn, I'm tired, but you're going to be saying, wait, I can't, oh, damn, I can't wait till I get home.
Hey,
so rest assured.
Miss B, I don't mind 3:30, but 3 o'clock, no.
Sometimes you need that extra half an hour. You don't know what makes you plan.
See, it all depends, man.
I can do foreplay for 30 minutes.
Good for you.
And sex for another, you know, 30.
There you
maybe
go.
Longer.
Well, look at that.
I'll just be late to work.
Yeah. And then you'd be like, nah, I don't feel like doing shit after I've done all that. Now, where's my sandwich?
Well, I'll be about 30 minutes late when I come home. We'll do it again.
You remember that?
Hey, guys. We have my talk. Unfortunately, my time is up, but I want to thank you so much for having me on tonight. You guys were tons of fun. And, girl, and James, are you going to be in Chicago as well?
I wish. I hope I can.
Okay.
I wish.
I love
well, I'll
Chicago.
I'll definitely see you there, girl.
Definitely, I will see you. And I got to thank you for coming on because we were getting ready to wrap up. We got deep into this pussy eating.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
Thank you for coming on. And we'll have you back on.
You're welcome. My pleasure. I really enjoyed it. And
Alexis, hey, I'm sorry I showed up late, but hopefully I got you know a few good questions in.
Oh, it's all good. It was nice speaking with you.
Hey, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no problem. And Alexis.
Be safe in the big windy.
Yeah, definitely. Especially, well, you know, it's always good to go in the second city at any time. Well, not when it's super fucking cold. Fuck that. but Alexis Golden, definitely you have to come on my Benchwarmers show and in the near future. We can I could come up with even more questions for a future interview to have you on when you have time.
Sure, I would love to.
Cool. I'm glad glad you came on. Sorry for the glitches and everything, you know.
Oh, that's okay. I'm glad it worked out for you guys.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you later, and I'll see you in Chicago.
Pictures and videos, please. Send it to me and the caller. Thank you.
Good night, guys.
Thanks.
Good night. Bye.
Later, Alexis. Bye. Good night. That was cool.
Everybody, that was Alexis Golden. And actually, we were getting ready. That was, like, right on time. But all of these glitches were still running on time tonight. Oh, my God. Greg, we missed you. Where the heck you been? On Thursday nights, we've been missing you.
Yeah.
I know. I'm kind of a sports fan, but I don't know a lot about the basketball.
I see.
Basketball. See, that's why you got to call
but, in. I mean, I talked with a ex-NFL football player today about the I just went blank.
happens to me every 5 minutes.
Seconds. I mean, all right, James, here it is.
Go ahead. Talk to me.
Players in the NFL. Oh, here it is. Free agent.
Go ahead. What about it?
When the draft happened not too long ago, it's like, they were drafted as free agents out of college. And it's like, what the hell is this shit?
Oh, I think what
the
you
reason
mean,
being.
Go ahead, Missy. Go ahead.
Go on. No, I was going to say the reason being when they're coming free agents out of college, that means that they basically they didn't get drafted.
Exactly.
I mean, basically they came straight as a free agent because they didn't make
exactly.
it in the round.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Which means
and thing is, I've never heard of this before. Because usually it's the pro players. Oh, it's okay. Well, he's going free agent. Okay, he can sign with anybody. Sign a contract, the whole nine yards.
Now, they've been doing
that
out of college for a while. This year they're only talking about it because of all the hoopla around, what's his name? The young man who is gay.
Michael
Sam.
Michael
Sam. Is that his name? Okay.
Yeah. Michael Sam, the gay one out of Missouri.
Okay, a lot of this is coming about because of him being drafted, what is it, in the seventh round? And
yeah,
nobody
almost,
wasn't going to be drafted. And that's when this talk started coming. But the free agent has always been there for the college football players because a lot of them leave school. Once they commit that they're leaving school and they're going pro, they cannot go back. That's the whole thing. It's written in the NCAA rules that once they leave school for that reason, now leaving school for other reasons is one thing, but once they leave school to go pro, they cannot play. They can go back to school, but they cannot play college football. Therefore, they put that in there, and they make it so that if they don't get drafted, then they got to try to go walk-ons on whatever teams and pray they get it.
Yeah.
Because they have automatically lost, a lot of them are there on scholarships. So the free agency out of college has always been there. It's just that because of him being drafted so late and him coming out saying that he was gay, which I really don't give a damn who he's doing, you know, or what he's doing in his private life. But this became an issue, and that's when you heard more people talking about the free agency this year. It's always been there. It's just because of where he was drafted at in this draft that they started talking about it because it has always been there.
And see, more sense now, but from what I talked with a ex-NFL football player today about was why did, like, OU have, they are signed as, quote, free agents, and it's like, well, okay, here's the story on that, and Sam wasn't brought into it. What it is, or what he said was, okay, well, they're not signed, but they're eligible to try for any team. Now, you take, say, Cleveland. They have a spot for 15 players, and they only have basically $85,000 to pay 15 players for that year. Those 15 that are chosen through tryouts or whatever are going to be basically blocking dummies, tackling dummies for the number one or starters of that team, and that's pretty much it. James, does this not sound somewhat true?
Yeah. I mean, there's times where the guys that get drafted by a team, or they become the second team, which means they only play when there's practice. So in other words, you know, when they have practice.
Or they only do preseason.
Not even that, but during the season when they have practice during the week, they're the second team and they practice against with. So that's all they're good for.
Yeah, it's not the second team or whatever. It's basically a tackling, blocking, quote, dummy, even though they're real. And it's kind of that way.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you go back and you look at the draft, and last year that they had guaranteed salaries is basically the year Sam Bradford got drafted from OU to go to the Rams, is what I was told by NFL people.
Yeah, wow.
So now, from the year after Sam Bradford until now, it's kind of been this way. But I've never heard, okay, he's drafted as a free agent, and it's like, do what?
Basically, he's not really drafted. That's all that
exactly.
boils down to. He's
exactly.
not really drafted. He can.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like in college when you don't have a college team and you go to as a walk-on. You know, basically, it's a hope and a prayer. And the prayer is that I pray somebody pick me up because I'm going to look real stupid if I got to go back to school and pay tuition this one more year. That's what it boils
right.
down to.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
But
I've never heard that term until this year. And it's like, what? I mean, it blew my mind. And
yeah.
that's why I had to go ask my friend. It's like, what's the deal with this?
Uh-huh.
Because I had never heard it before until now.
Well, the NFL is going to get between, let's see, between old boy being charged with another murder charge, they're coming
yeah.
out and saying that they were giving
two.
Them. And earlier today... Earlier today, they came out and said that the NFL was giving them painkillers and lying about some of their injuries to get them back playing. So
yes.
that's gonna. I'm gonna be touching on that on Thursday. I'm gonna be doing more research because I heard it.
I saw that today, and it's like, holy cow! I can't wait to get back to my friend. And it's like, are you part of this?
So,
because
you know,
he was part
of. We had
of
a lot of conversation on Thursday.
I mean, he was part of the 700 and what, 65 million deal on the earlier one. But this one, I don't think he's part of it, but, oh, I definitely got to ask him.
Yeah, that's what usually, it, like what Ms. B says, it's probably even more focused on because of what almost happened with Michael Sam. Because of him being gay. Because unfortunately, there was
yeah.
no win situation. Okay, because there was word. I remember I said this on my live show. Supposedly on the combine, you know, he didn't do too well at the combine, and
mm-hmm.
his size for his, I think he's a defensive end, if I'm not mistaken. For his size, he's not a big guy for his position. So that combined with the he didn't do too well in the combine was a lot of reasons why he was picked so low or wasn't almost picked at all. But
yeah.
there's the media thinking, well, it's probably because he was gay, and that's why they only
yeah.
wanted to get picked. But and then,
well, the
then
whole
again,
thing, but then he almost lost his contract. And see, I'm gonna put this out there, and I will eat my words if what I say doesn't come true. But because of his people cutting that deal with Oprah Winfrey's network.
Yes.
And then Oprah and them pulled the deal. They said they're not going to film. But that's going to have a major impact because now it appears that he only came out and said he was gay to get that deal. And then he did not disclose it because nobody would have picked him up. And this is the honest God truth. Nobody would have picked him up knowing that he had a reality TV deal on the table.
That's
you know, to
reality.
Follow him his rookie year. And it wouldn't have nothing to do with being gay. Being a rookie in
yeah.
any sport, be it basketball, football, baseball, or whatever, your job is to focus on your damn sport. And that tells me that I don't care even though they pulled that deal. Personally, I already didn't. All I knew was he was the gay guy who came out and said he was gay because I didn't know what type of player he was. But now I look at
yep.
him more as he's just a fucking money whore because if he really
mm-hmm.
gave a shit about the sport, first of all, it wouldn't have meant two shits if he was gay. On top of that,
yeah.
he wouldn't have signed a reality TV deal and not had a motherfucking contract with nobody. That's just my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see him
yes.
not making it through training camp. I personally can see him being cut in fucking training camp at the end of the day. Because just because you got signed with the Rams don't mean you're going to fucking make it through training camp.
Exactly.
And he better hope and pray that his ass gets some talent before preseason or he's going to be out of a fucking job.
Bingo.
That
Bingo.
He didn't have in the first place. But that's just
yep.
my personal opinion.
And I agree
I mean,
that.
that's good because I don't know the full story about, you know, all this, but... You know, there was an NBA player came out and said, yeah, I'm gay. Free agent.
But he was already
didn't
in the
signed.
League.
Guess what? He came back and actually played, what, a few games?
Yeah. He
and
was,
that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
but
thing
the whole
was,
thing, he was already in the league when he came out.
Yeah.
He didn't do this shit out of
yes.
college. He was already
exactly.
playing.
Yes. He was over like 10
yes.
years playing. Shit.
Yes.
He came out after
but,
the fact.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Now, this one, okay, I'm going to go ahead and come out in college and be pre, and then it's like, okay, well, guess what? you, like Miss V said, you've already signed a, you know, contract, basically reality TV. Oh, mm-hmm. God, forgive us, Kardashians.
and all these other ones. But, see, the thing with Michael Sam, like when this whole thing blew up about, I forgot the guy's name from the Dolphins that got fined by the franchise, you know, by the Dolphins.
His Twitter comment.
Yeah, his Twitter comment.
I got mad about that because the way I look at it,
he didn't call
him a fag or anything. What he did was says, oh, my God, you know, and whatever he said was not degrading. Now he's got to go through sensitivity training. You know, man up and say, you know what, fucking give me my damn fine because you know what, I'm entitled to feel this way. I'm going to say this, and I love gay people. You know, let's get that clear. I've got gay friends, but the whole thing, who you choose to fuck should not be forced on me.
Exactly.
Because I don't wake up every morning saying, hey, I'm heterosexual and I love dick, and you got to deal with it. I don't walk around with a sign on my chest that says I'm a heterosexual female and I love dick. No man walks around saying, I'm heterosexual and I love pussy. And why the hell should you be walking around saying, I'm gay and I love this person or I love that person? What makes you different from anybody else? Who you do in the privacy of your bedroom is your business.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to walk around saying that I have to accept you because you're gay, then guess what? I'm going to put a sign saying that you have to accept me because I'm bisexual or whatever. And you know what? Then we lose everything because there has been gay and bisexual people as long as we've been on this earth.
Of course.
You could look at movies. I mean, porn has been out forever. Prostitution is the oldest profession in the world.
Yep.
Therefore, when you sit here and tell me I have to accept you, I understand that you don't want to be discriminated against. But you know what? When you make yourself a target, it's not like being black or Jewish or Chinese or Hispanic where it's visible what your difference is. You know, or handicap. You're telling me something that I cannot see with my two eyes that I'm not allowed to have an opinion on, and that's where I have a problem. Because if an individual doesn't like black people or Hispanics or Chinese or Jewish or whatever, these are visible things. These are what separate people. I can see there being a problem with that because we all have to live here. But you're telling me that if I say, I can't even say it because I have gay friends who I like, but if I say something really degrading about a person who is gay, you're telling me that I'm not entitled to my opinion. I mean, how many times have, and I've heard men say this, so I'm going to say this, you know, men have general conversations, and it's nothing to degrade one man or another, but they'll be like, quit acting like a fag. So now you can't say that to your heterosexual friends who you've been saying this to for years, who it's never been taken out of context, and you've had, I mean, think about it. That means that now for all these women, and I'm one of those people who hang around gay guys, so you're telling me now that I'm a fag hag, that saying fag hag, which gay people embrace, is not going to be derogatory. Now you're going to tell me calling somebody a queen is going to be derogatory. These words that we have used for years that have never been offensive, that the gay community used themselves, are not going to become offensive because you're forcing me to accept this. And like I said, I have a lot of gay friends, and I don't have anything against gay people. But when you start telling me that things like a man, two men having a conversation, and somebody's acting really feminine, you know, that means that when I sit there and I tell a man you're acting like a bitch, I'm going to get in trouble. And I tell a man in a heartbeat, he's acting like a bitch, but they're going to take it. You're acting like a bitch. You're acting feminine. It's going to be taken to a brand new level. At the end of the day, what you do in the privacy of your home or hotel room or whatever is your business. I don't care who you do. You know, I'm going to tell you like I tell a female. As long as your ass ain't pushing up on my man, I don't give a fuck who you do.
Exactly.
And it's just like a woman, you know. A man will look at a woman who's gay and say, as long as you ain't pushed up on a woman, I don't give a fuck who you do. Because at the end of the day, it is different from a black person saying that I hate white people, or a white person saying that I hate Jewish people, or an Arab person saying I hate black people. This is a big difference. These are cultures who, if they verbalize it, yes, it's true discrimination. But when you're telling me, or a person who doesn't like handicapped people, because we have a lot of people with Down syndrome and different handicaps.
Of course.
These are disabilities and visual things that we see that cannot be helped.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that being gay cannot be helped, but what I'm saying is that I don't look at a person and say, yeah, that's a fact. I don't look at a person
Right.
and see that.
Yeah.
I could look and see, yeah, you look black, you look white, you look like you're Jewish, you know. But say, and I say Jewish because of the nose, because we know Jewish people have them noses, and they talk with that, you know, that thing. But you don't look at a person and say, yeah, they look like a fag and they sound like a fag. I can tell you, I've never walked up to a man, unless he was really feminine and really out there, and said, yeah, he gay. I just haven't.
Okay, now, thing is, I used to work for Budweiser as special events coordinator here in Oklahoma City. And this weekend coming up, Memorial Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday, is the annual Gay Pride Rodeo.
Okay.
Now, dealing with special events, I have to lift kegs, move them, and set them up the whole nine yards. And I would roll my sleeves up to almost the shoulder to show off my arms, plus wear shorts. And it's like, oh, shit, my first year working the gay rodeo. I'm not changing nothing. I'm going in there, I'm walking with my head held high, and I'm watching everything. Well,
the thing is,
even lesbian women, it's like, hey, I might be lesbian, but damn, he looks good. It's like, that made me feel good.
Well, it's like when they have gay pride here.
Mm-hmm.
I am very proud of my ass. I tell everybody I love my ass. And I tell everybody, I said, you know when you're a woman and you got a great ass, when a gay man says, damn, that's an ass. I said, that's when you know. And I said, I don't get mad about it. But now you're telling me that I have to watch what I say. So I'm like, you know what? At the end of the day, we all choose who we choose to be. But you know what? If I see one more damn log on the books about what I got to accept, I'm going to start saying that you got to accept it. If I start wearing my titties hanging out and you can't touch me and you can't say shit about it, okay?
Yep.
Because basically you're saying, you know, remember when they went through the bra burning thing? I was too young to really actually understand it. But when women went burning their bras, you know, we might as well go back burning our bras and wearing barely any clothes. Or should they already do that?
we got the paper going off.
We are at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Damn.
I got to thank you for calling in. We got to do our show wrap up because we promise we're not going to go over.
Exactly.
James, I don't need you to hang up, but Greg, I want to thank you for calling in.
Yeah,
hey, thank you, Miss B, and thank you, James, and I will do my best. Go ahead and post it like you always do on Thursday, and I will try my very hardest to go ahead and call in and talk about definitely basketball and a few things I do know
about. We went from sex to sports.
Hey, it goes together.
So, hey, thanks, guys.
No problem. Call back again soon. Yes, you too.
Good night.
All right, bro. Later.
I got to thank my guest, the beautiful and the sexy Alexis Golden, for joining us tonight.
Yes.
Next week, we've got Destiny Dream calling in. She's got a brand new mixtape out for working in the club. I got some of the songs that we're going to be listening to. And
cool.
We might even have a couple of the DJs who created these mixes might be calling in also with Destiny, but we'll be talking to her next week. Remember to join us on Thursday for Ask Miss V Sports with James Acevedo and myself, where we talk about sports with a little bit of sex and just a little bit. That's at 8:30 on Thursday nights from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. But make sure you follow us on Twitter. Follow myself at Miss V the Toy. That's MSVDATOYN1973. That's YANKEEMAN1973. Make sure you like the V's After Dark Facebook page. Follow us, V's After Dark, on Twitter. Yes, V's After Dark has their own Twitter page.
That's right.
And follow us on, follow me on Google Plus. I've been posting on all of the pages, different things. So, and make sure you guys follow my Twitter feed, because the closer we get to July, I'm giving something away. I'm not telling you what I'm giving away, but I'm giving something away, but you just can't get it. You got to answer some questions. So if you don't watch the Twitter feed,
that's right.
The question is going to be in that Twitter feed.
That's right. You got to earn it.
Yeah. So until next week, you guys. Okay. We know that we're having technical difficulties. So I'm going to say until next week, you guys enjoy yourself. I don't
want to mess it up. Later, everybody, if you can hear me. Bye.
And me and James, we're going to go talk on Skype because I don't want to mess this up.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
See you guys.
See you all Thursday, 8:30 yep. Eastern Standard Time.
Bye-bye.
Later.